many medicines being advertised on TV. And don't they sound good until they get to the side effects? And they say them so quickly in such an even tone, I'm not even sure what I heard. You'll have your hair forever. May cause your ass to bleed in public. I had a blood test recently. Turns out I have high cholesterol. Luckily, it's balanced out by low self-esteem. So I've been taking Lostima. And I also have too much vitamin D. I'm taking Hydema. But if you take Hydema with Lostima, may cause your ass to bleed in public. And my favorite new advertisement for a drug on TV is that one for the antidepressant that causes you to commit suicide. Have you seen that one? I think this drug might have left the laboratory a little bit too early. And Ambien, that sleeping pill, studies have shown people have walked in their sleep, talked in their sleep, cooked in their sleep, and cleaned in their sleep. I am going to take that sleeping pill. I need to get more done. So many drug ads, I'm beginning to think there are things wrong with me that I've been previously unaware of. I saw an ad for female Viagra. I didn't know there was anything on me that should be standing up. And I don't want to see any more ads for Cialis till they explain why couples must use separate bathtubs. Does that make any sense to you? Once they drag the tubs up to the top of the mountain, aren't they too tired to have sex? And sex after 60 can be quite challenging. Between my bad back and his bad knees, it hurts and feels good at the same time. That's not to say we're not highly experimental, because we are. This year, we're going to attempt to achieve simultaneous colonoscopies. And last week, we did have a surprise sexual encounter. It was so exciting. It was at 2 a.m. when we bumped into each other on the way to the bathroom. But things change. The meaning of words change. Getting lucky changes. In your 20s, getting lucky, meeting someone you're attracted to. In your 40s, getting lucky, finding a parking space. In your 60s, getting lucky, threading a needle. Good in bed, the meaning of that changes too. You know what, my husband? He's fantastic in bed. He stays very, very still, and he doesn't snore.
Not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
No.
Consistent enough.
Good boy June and man of the moment. Hello and welcome to the Liam Burke Show. With me, who else? Your number one man of the moment, Liam Burke. And you are on the Liam Burke Show, as I said. And kicking off this week, we had Rita Runder on what getting lucky at 60 really means. And as I get older, I do realise, yeah, the stuff that you can't do that you did do when you were 20s and 30s, and now it's getting a little bit tougher to do these things. I remember my father saying it to me years ago, and I laughed it off. Not laughing now, because it does get harder to do what I should have done, what I was able to do 20, 30 years ago. I suppose it's the same for everyone. But anyway, yes, what have I been up to for the last week? I've hit up Glendalough there on Sunday, which is down below in Wicklow. It's south of Dublin. And we were up there, kind of took a wrong turn, as I do when I'm out walking, and ended up doing a 10k walk instead of a couple of k. And up hills, and we kept going. And when we realised where we were told by someone passing by that it was as long going back as it was going forward. So we kept going forward, and we didn't know where we were going, and we ended up back to the beginning again, thankfully. But 10 kilometres later. Anyway, it's good for the ticker, isn't it? And good for the body to get out and walk. And it's in amongst the green lush grass, which I'm only at coming in from cutting the lawns here at the minute. So there you go. Something just to occupy myself on these summery, showery days. Yes, it is raining still. Hasn't gone away yet. We're hoping very soon to get rid of, because I need to get outside to start painting outside. Anyway, yes, you're listening to me, Liam Bourke, on the Liam Bourke Show, and I've got a couple of great tracks from, and I told you I'm going to maybe try next week to do the show in dedication to as many people as I can that are playing at the Rory Gallagher Festival in Ballyshannon, and going to try and play as many as we can of them. And seeing as we played Goodbye June, I thought it was just fitting to play, if I can get it here it is, the Dead South with Chop Suey. I don't know what it is, but I really, really like that band. And that is The Dead South. Go check them out. They're on YouTube. They're always making fun of themselves. It's just phenomenal. I really like them. I can't explain why, but I'm sure when you listen to it, you will too. Now, as I said, in a couple of weeks' time, still at this stage, we are heading to Dublin, myself and Mr. Tommy Kelly. And we're going to see a young man by the name of Steve Vai. And Tommy put it to me in such a way that I couldn't but say I'd go with him. He said to me, "You're the only one that I can think of that would sit through this shite." That's exactly what he said to me. So I'm not saying anything out of school. So he says, "If you want, you don't have to." And of course I said I will, because he very rarely asks me to go anywhere. And when he does, it tends to be a good old get together. I think it's been 4 or 5 years ago since I've seen another band with them. The, what do you call them? Scottish band, and they're gone out of my head, but it'll come back. Anyway, here is Steve Vai with Greenish Blue.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Steve Vai and Greenish Blues. And we're going to see him, I think it is the 10th of June. Yeah, we're going to see him. That's the weekend after the Rory Gallagher Festival. So looking forward to that. So loads of music coming up. And I'm even thinking about going to a Forever Young party. Not party. Weekend that's on in July. Might do that as well. So lots coming up. Looking forward to great music. Cannot wait for that. Now, I want to play these two songs. Because I haven't played Blackberry Smoke for a while, and I want to play it in dedication to a young lady who we lost this year, Judy Welbys, and I want to play it for Judy and for Evie, who is Judy's sister, and I want to play this from Blackberry Smoke with Sunrise in Texas, and then I have one from the Gravel Spreaders, which we haven't heard for a while. So here is Blackberry Smoke.
Somebody somewhere's waking up with a face full of tears, 'cause everything to say has been said. There's a man in a cell staring at the walls all around, swears somebody done put the devil in his head. There's a world going on outside the world that I'm in. I got sunrise in Texas again. Well, I feel pretty good here, laying in this bed. Some old town, I swear to God, I don't know where. Share a smile. I guess it's always the same old game, a truth or dare. Oh yeah. There's a world going on outside the world that I'm in. I got sunrise in Texas again. There's a world going on outside the world that I'm in. I got sunrise in Texas again. There's a young girl on the street, ain't got no shoes on her feet, don't know where she's gonna find her next meal. There's an old man wearing rags and he screams, you gotta love the ones you hate, 'cause the end. There's a
this is Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Hey, this is Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this is ODB Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit Rock City, this is Kid Rock, and you are listening
to The Liam Burke Show.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
There you go, the Gravel Spreaders from the album Metal Hee Haw, and that is Killing in the Name of. Now, I told you next week is Mr. Rory Gallagher Ballyshannon Festival weekend, and looking forward to meeting everyone because it's 3 years ago since we last seen them. And next week I'm hoping to do a full show of a lot of the artists, if not all the artists that are up at the show. And I'll do my best to play them all if I can. Well, within 15, 20 songs, see what I can do. Anyway, this is Rory Gallagher from 1971, and it is In Your Town.
Und nun zum Abschluss noch einmal Rory Gallagher, In Your Town.
I got this man.
as we will be next week in Rory Gallagher Festival in Ballyshannon. Looking forward to it again. Cannot wait to meet up with everyone all over again. It'll be just brilliant. Now, time for more comedy. And this time around, I have Lynn Coplitz with Never Call a Woman Crazy. Just tell her to chill. Tell her to, it's okay. Chill.
I'm drinking because, frankly, it makes me a nicer person. So, yesterday, a guy, we'll call it dating, because it's on TV and my mother will watch. you should never say randomly fucking. called me crazy. He called me crazy. Men, listen to me. I'm not even about comedy anymore. I'm more about information that will save your lives. When you call a woman crazy, nothing makes, like, if you're at a crazy of two and someone says you're crazy, it goes so fast to like a five. Nothing. First of all, most of us are not crazy. I'm 47 now. I just turned 47. I'm 47. I'm emotional and hormonal. I'm the same age my mother was when we thought she was nuts. I'm not kidding. The great cold cup fiasco of 85. When we found my mother in the kitchen throwing luncheon meat at the dog, screaming, "I'm just a sandwich maker to you people. Nobody loves me." There was luncheon meat, but she wanted turkey. We ate all the turkey. But frankly, she really was just a sandwich maker. I mean, I remember thinking, what the hell's wrong with her? There's ham. You know what it is? This is an analogy that will help the men. When we're emotional people, we're not crazy. Men are more rational. Women are more emotional. When we are upset, we deal with it differently than you. Have you ever been in a tornado? We're like tornadoes. Like, you're just sitting on the front porch enjoying your day, and you're like, shit doesn't feel right. And then off in the distance, you're like, what's that? Run! What you don't understand is that men, it's been up there brewing for a long time. It's not out of nowhere. We've been upset for a while. But one little thing just triggered it. One dumb, stupid little thing you did. Like, who left a sock in the middle of the living room floor? What do you mean you don't know? How can you not know? Only four people live here. Two are small, one is me, one is you, and I don't wear big, stinking brown socks. I don't go in the living room. I vacuum tracks in there because I want one nice place I can go if the president or a fucking famous hockey player or somebody stops by. Don't walk away from me! And you call us crazy! You want to know what I think's crazy? I think it's crazy to go up to a level 5 tornado and say to it, "You're crazy. Calm down." It's not rational, but a tornado's not a rational thing. All we want to do is rip the roof off of something. What, do you look at me funny? Oh, I'm going to fuck you up. It's not rational. You know what you do, green shirt? When we get to that place, don't try to talk it out, pretty boy. Just tie yourself to something. Maybe sing a song of worship. That never hurt. Just Because you know when we get like that, if you start messing with us, have you ever been in a tornado? It can go, we can call our sister down the street and then boom, there's two. You've got men calling each other from basements. What the hell did you say? Just tie yourself, sing the song of worship, bring the children in close. Just hold on, it'll be fine. If you ride it out, I swear to you, hand to God, if you just ride it out, it will dissipate. Out comes a rainbow. Who wants cake? Why is everyone look upset? Why is there bologna on the floor? What's wrong? We still going to the movies? Your poor husband's in the bathtub with the children. Put the mattress back on the bed, boy. Don't look at your mama. Run!
This is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this is ODB, Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit Rock City, this is Kid Rock, and you are listening
to The Limbo Show.
To get to heaven, take the stairway.
ha 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 ha, Tin Lizzy and Chinatown. Now, little treat for you. All up around the Monaghan Cavan area, there is a wonderment of musicians up there. You've Mr. Jim Bates, you've Mr. Tony Smith, Des Murphy, Jordan Dennis. It must be something in the water because they're all fantastic musicians. And Mr. Jim Bates has a new album out. Tony and the boys all share each other's music just to let the world know that it's there. And I seen this morning on Facebook that Jim has a new album out, and it's on Spotify if you want to check it out. It's an album called Who Cares? And I've got a couple of tracks I'm going to play each week from that album. And here is one, I've played it before, but I'm going to play it again. Here is The Honey Spinner from Mr. Jim Bates from the album Who Cares? Check it out on Spotify.
Tell you a tale, I might ply you with wine, but there's a sting in my tail. I'll take you home, and I'll give you a ride in my honeymobile. You know I won't be denied, 'cause I'm a sweet talking honey spinner.
Yeah, there you go. The Honey Spinner. From the album Who Cares? From Mr. Jim Bates. Check it out. It's on Spotify. You can't go wrong. It's absolutely fantastic. It's definitely one that I highly recommend. Because I listened to it when I was in work. And I just said, yeah, we'll have to give that a good spin. Because Tony recommended it as well. and I'm recommending it now. So there you go. Check it out. It is the Who Cares album from Mr. Jim Bates. Check it out on Spotify. Now, what have I got for you? Oh, yes. What about a bit of this from Yang? I'm going to try and pronounce it properly. It's Yang Wei J. Malmsteen. And here is Rising Force. There you go, Rising Force from Yang Wei Malmsteen. I just hope we pronounced it right. I never do when I'm trying to pronounce his name to hold it, but I do try my best. Now, time seems to be keeping going with the guitar strumming. getting real shreddy with Brotherhood of Man from Motorhead.
Time has come, the storm of iron.
There you go, Motorhead and Brotherhood of Man. Now, I want to play a song, just before we have more comedy, and I want to play a song from Mr. Tony Smith from up around the Cavan direction. As I said, there's something in the water up there when Des, Tony, Jim and Jordan are all up that way and they're all making great, fantastic music. Anyway, here is from Tone's Songs, Volume 1. Here is a track from Mr. Tony Smith called Missed the Last Train.
Everybody gets a little lonely around this time of year, don't they? Summer long gone, no sign of Christmas cheer, is there? Wind blowing in from the ocean chills my bones. Oh, 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 oh. Everywhere you go now, the signs read vacancies, don't they? Landlady sweeping front doorstep, perhaps needlessly, oh yeah. Wind blowing in from the ocean chills my soul.
There you go, Mr. Tony Smith from Tone Songs, Volume 1, and Missed the Last Train. Now it's time for some more comedy, and this time around I've got Isla Scherzinger. It's easy for to say if you're drinking. And shots, they ruin everything.
The first hour of being drunk is the best hour of the night. because your buzz is fresh. You're happy. You don't feel fat. You haven't cried yet. You're still somewhat of the self you were when you were sober. You still could ostensibly operate heavy machinery if an emergency were to arise, okay? You're that buzz, you're feeling awesome. Your synapses haven't been soaked in alcohol, so you're still alert. You're feeling awesome. You walk into that bar like you own it. Kick that door open, even though it's a pull-in door. You don't care. You're just walk in. Let's do shots, bitches. You and your awful friends line up at the bar. You're like, let's do shots. You're doing shots you have no business doing. Let's get Jägermeister, Goldschlager, Rumpelmintz, Aftershock. Do you have anything else that tastes like Christmas and vomit? You start doing them. You're like, it. It's my bachelorette 21st birthday wedding extravaganza donkey punch. I don't know what this is to do it. Shot. What? Ugh. Was that hand soap? Bubbles. I don't care. Awesome. Now you're on the dance floor. You're like, this is so good. You're feeling so good, right? You're dancing. You're all excited because your buzz has just hit. You're like, it's great. I love it. You're ambitious about life. You ever plan a workout when you're drunk? When you're drunk, you're like, this is when I get in shape. This is when it starts. Going to start tomorrow. You try to drag your friends into it. You're like, Stacy, do you want to work out? You dance like an asshole, by the way. I don't know who dances like this. Do you want to work out like tomorrow? Do you want to do that? I'm going to get up early and work out. Do you want to go with me? Do you want to go at like 6? It's 5 now. Do you want to take a spin class? Do you want to spin? You don't want to spin? You don't want to go spinning? You don't want to sit on a stationary bike and tolerate getting pounded in the rectum for an hour while some twinked out spandex queen yells at you over a shitty remix of U2's It's a Beautiful Day in total darkness? You don't want to do that? So you're feeling good and you're dancing. You're like, I feel so thin. I've never been hotter in my life. I feel so good. And then it hits you. You're like, oh my God. I feel so good right now. I feel so awesome and happy. I wish I could feel this way all the time. I wish I could feel this buzz and this happy all the time. And that's when you realize, that's how an alcoholic thinks. But you're like, screw it, I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna see just how far I can push being drunk. So you decide to do shots, and you decide these shots aren't gonna get me, because tonight's the night I outsmart the liquor. Not gonna happen tonight, because I'm gonna drink water. I'm going to drink a glass of water with each shot. This is your brilliant idea. No one in the thousands of years of people imbibing alcohol has ever thought of this. This is your night, Einstein. It's your big plan. I'm gonna do a shot and then have a glass of water, and then a shot and then a glass of water. You can't buy me a shot now, but thank you. I'm just having water. I'm just drinking water, but thank you. Shot and water. But what you don't realize is that 5 shots in an hour is still 5 fucking shots in an hour. You want to drink all that water like a crazy camel? Yeah, good job. Now you're bloated and you have to pee. Way to be. Because when a girl's got to pee, everything has to come to a halt. Every girl's got to go with her. I have to pee. Do you have to pee? And you can't go alone.
No.
Will you stop what you're doing and come with me? I have to pee. I have to pee. Can't go to the bathroom alone. You might not come back. Because no girl's ever been to the bathroom alone and survived. It's true. The last woman that attempted it, it was 1937, and her name was Amelia Earhart.
Take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. Get to Clarksville. Take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can leave.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Lean Bork Show.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, there you go. That was Diamond Head and Bones. Pierce is always saying to me in the gym, he says, come on, you got to play some more heavy stuff. So there you go, Pierce. That's especially for you. Bones by Diamond Head. Now, I want to play this from, I did say earlier on, from the new album called Who Cares from Mr. Jim Bates. And, of course, We Care. And here's a great track from it as well. It's Groundhog Blues.
It's just another day behind these walls. I'm looking through the glass now. I can't recall. Times like these before, it's a wake-up call. You know you never can be sure where the bad luck, where the bad luck's gonna fall. That old groundhog, he come around. Today, from town to town, never can tell when he's gonna knock at your door. Gotta lock yourself in till they find a secure for those groundhog blues. Day, just like before, there's gotta be a way to find me a cure for those groundhog blues. Ooh, those groundhog blues.
Mr. Jim Bates and Groundhog Blues from the album Who Cares. Check it out on Spotify, and over the next few weeks we'll play a couple of tracks each week just till you get a feel of it, and maybe till you get wanting to save it yourself, because it's a great album. It's called Who Cares. Absolutely fantastic name for an album. Why not? Neil, what else have I got for you? A couple more tracks before we finish up this week. And what about the boys from Altered Lions Band and their track, Bridges? And I believe they've been touring around the country, so if you get a chance to see them, go see them. It is, here's their track, Bridges, Altered Lines Band. Yeah, absolutely love that song. It's Bridges from Altered Lines Band. And if you get a chance to see them, go check them out. Fantastic band and fantastic bunch of lads. Lucky enough to be able to have a chat with them there a couple of weeks back. And they are really a fun bunch of lads. Enjoy what they're doing and enjoy their great, fantastic music. Anyway, time for me to get out of here and leave you with one more track. And just to say, enjoy a week. Have a safe week. And I heard all these storms knocking around Canada and over in Australia. So please, please be safe and be careful. Until next week, Liam Bourke signing off the Liam Bourke Show. And I'm going to leave you with a bit of Black Sabbath from Heaven and Hell and Neon Nights. Take it easy. See y'all soon.